This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Clint Sterner in for John Lopez. It's In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. I'm Landry Locker. Clint,
yo.
We talked before the show about something that Antonio Brown said about Ben Roethlisberger. And in a Q&A on Twitter this week, or over the weekend, Antonio Brown said that he likes Ben Roethlisberger because he has an owner's mentality, which means he basically expects a lot from everyone and isn't shy to talk about it. You said after this, I like the angle that you took, because I always support localizing it here on In the Loop. We're always all over everything Houston, and we like to bring national stories back to Houston because that's what we care about the most. And shout out to all the loopholes and everybody eating lunch right now. Happy President's Day to you. Hope you're enjoying it however you choose to do so, even if you are working like Clint and I are. But you said that you would like to see Deshaun Watson have more of an owner's mentality. Can you elaborate on what exactly you mean by that?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't think Antonio Brown was being positive about Ben Roethlisberger when he said that. I mean, I think he was more or less complaining about the fact that he calls people out. And in fact, I think he was calling him out about a route, the way he ran a certain route, or the depth he ran it at, or technically how he ran it. I, for one, want my quarterback to be that way. I think your organization takes the next step or takes a huge step forward when your quarterback takes ownership to the point of where he is very vocal. He's very, I think, the sense of urgency at which he demands things around him improve. I think that's a huge step for a quarterback. You can't tell me Marino and Elway didn't have it. You can't tell me that Brady and Manning and Breeze don't have it right now. I backed up Troy Aikman, and I'm telling you right now, people came to Wichita Falls, Texas, or San Antonio, or Thousand Oaks or whatever out in California. Oxnard is where we were when I was there. People came to those practices to watch Troy Aikman
run the practice,
coach guys, correct guys, and ultimately produce a product that won football games. And so for me, when I think about those guys, I mean, think about those names I dropped, you know, Marino, Elway, Manning, Brady, Breeze, Aikman. These are all guys that won championships. I know Marino didn't, but he won a lot of football games, threw for a lot of yards. These are all guys that won at a very high level. They're Hall of Famers. The sooner that Deshaun Watson can become one of those guys, the better, in my opinion. I think the world of Deshaun Watson. I think he can throw it as well, if not better, than anybody out there not named Rodgers and not named Mahomes. I think from an arm talent standpoint, he is just below those two guys, which is a huge compliment. Obviously, he's a big, big-time leader, natural leader. He's genuine and sincere in doing so. The next step for Deshaun Watson is for when you show up to practice. I said it earlier, I want John McClain to come sit in here. I want to be driving down the road, listen to 610 Sports Radio, and I want John McClain to say, I went to practice today and saw a different Deshaun Watson. I saw a guy that took the bull by the horns and led, verbally, vocally led this offensive football team. I want to hear John McClain say, you know what? I went to practice today and I saw less O'Brien. I saw less of the OC, or I heard less of the OC. I heard less from the 70-year-old quarterback coach that I keep hearing has been hired to help Deshaun. I heard less from those guys, and I heard more barking from Deshaun Watson. Now, in today's world, Landry, that may be asking a lot. In today's world, Deshaun Watson may not naturally, in his own personality, be a guy that can just jump to that point in 2 years. It may take him a little while, but at the end of the day, a big part of this organization getting beyond 11 wins, getting beyond the first round of the playoffs, is going to be Deshaun Watson taking that more, in this instance, Ben Roethlisberger-like approach, if you want to call it owner's approach, you want to call it a head coach's approach, whatever you want to call it, the sooner Deshaun Watson takes that step in his own way, in his own unique way, however he may do that, the sooner he does it, the sooner this organization goes to the next level.
There's a line in the sand when it comes to quarterbacks, especially quarterbacks with as much promise as Deshaun Watson. And he's only in year two, so the Texans won't have to make the decision on whether or not they're going to lock him up long-term for a while. And we know that he's going to. But there's a line in the sand when it comes to quarterbacks. There's the elite, and then there's the okay and everybody else. Right now, I'm comfortable putting Deshaun Watson in the line below elite with the guys like the Matthew Staffords and with the guys who are good quarterbacks that are going to get paid. But there's a line in the sand that it takes that you have to cross over to become the Bradys, the Breeze, the Rivers, even though he hasn't won the Super Bowl yet. I guess I'll throw Mahomes in there. There's a line in that sand, and I think what you're talking about, taking over, being the guy that's not afraid to be the alpha male in the locker room, the guy that's not afraid to lead practices, the guy that's willing to do what you're talking about, I think that's a line in the sand that Deshaun Watson needs to hop over. And just based on what I've seen from him the last 2 years, I think he's going to take that next step. And I do think that's the next step for Deshaun Watson, as well as Brian Gain improving his surroundings to where he's better acquitted and better fit to be able to last longer and not be as banged up as he was last season.
There's no doubt about it. I firmly believe I've been on the Deshaun Watson wagon. I told y'all since I watched him go for over 900 yards in two games and back-to-back games against an Alabama defense on the biggest stage, arguably the best college defense that I've ever seen of my time. I watched D-Dub shred him 2 years in a row for over 900 total yards. When he did that, I'm on the wagon. I'm with you, man. There's no doubt about it. And I agree with you, Landry, the sooner he takes that next step, the better. And look, for all we know, he may have already done it.
He may have already done it.
I don't know. I did not attend practice last year. I'm saying the minute that I hear John McClain say that, then this program's taking this pro, I keep saying program, like a college program. This organization is taking the next step. I firmly believe
it, man.
But
there's always growth. This is the thing, Clint, and I think there's always growth with quarterbacks. If you just look at quarterbacks, like the history of quarterbacks, like just name any quarterback, and 2 years into their career, they weren't solidified. It's very rare that in your second year in the NFL, you're Tom Brady, all of a sudden, boom, Drew Bledsoe gets hurt, you're all of a sudden a legend. Like, Phillip Rivers was competing with Drew Brees early on, and I think he had started 1 year in the NFL. We didn't know what he was going to be. Brett Favre was a little gunslinging quarterback. Troy Aikman took an ass-kicking his first year, and they were basically bouncing him back and forth with Steve Walsh. 2 years into your career, there's always growth among the greats, and we think that Deshaun Watson's going to be one of the greats. So this is not a finished product that we're watching. There's going to be a lot of things that are going to happen in the coming years that's going to just add to what Deshaun Watson is.
The one difference I think is in evaluating Deshaun, I believe he's already at an elite leadership level with all those guys you talked about. Like
could it be more vocal?
Yeah, I mean, I think he can always improve, but I think it takes time for the team to take to him and for him to take to the team and for the situation, that the stars to align, so to speak. I don't know that anybody just steps in a locker room and all of a sudden becomes the general overnight. I mean, I think that takes time, and it takes time. Look, for the coaching staff has to figure out a way to fast track Deshaun to that level, because it's in everybody's best interest to get to that level. I think there's guys that get paid like Stafford in Detroit. Romo was one of them. I mean, I think there's several guys out there that get paid because of just the freakish numbers that they put up, you know, and they're just talented. I don't know that there's certain guys out there that have Stafford is the guy, to me, like, he's a guy that's getting paid a boatload of money because how talented he is.
Right.
I don't know that he's getting paid a boatload of money because he's like a next level leader. Like, he's going to take that program to the next level.
That's a safe bet.
I don't know. I'm just guessing. Romo, I don't think he was a next level leader. I think he was an exceptional football player. I think mentally he understands the game, which we're seeing now unfold live in front of us when he's in the booth. I think he understands the game to a whole different level than even I do. But was he an elite leader? You know, was he a guy that Like in this,
I talked
instance,
to guys that were in the locker room with him that said no.
I did too. I was in the locker
that
room.
Played
with
at, and this was when he. This was when he was at his best. I've talked to guys that were in the locker room with him that straight up said no, and they weren't just saying it because I mean they were with other guys. Like yeah. they'd played with other guys that were in that Romo tier, and they said there was a big difference between those guys. I'll just go ahead and say it. Patrick Creighton, who played with Tony Romo. Out in Dallas, and then he went to San Diego. He said there's a big difference between Philip Rivers and Tony Romo when it comes to being a leader. And the thing he was saying was Philip Rivers, when he was in San Diego, and this goes to your Troy philosophy, Troy Aikman or Philip Rivers would grab the clicker from the coach and just basically take over the film session. He said Romo wasn't that guy. He didn't have that kind of dog in him. There are guys who do, and there are guys who don't.
Well, look, I mean, I'm going to tell you, man, I survived in the game because of the intangibles. Obviously, I'm 6'1" on a good day.
Boots.
I'm 4'7" on a good day. I mean, look, there was physically nothing elite, but I'll tell you, I mean, I could get a group of 10 guys just by the way I'm just a natural leader in that situation. I could get 10 guys to take a bullet for me. And when I was in Dallas, my initial, I guess feeling about Romo the short period of time that we were together was great player. No doubt about it, but I didn't see him relating to Larry Allen.
Yeah,
I didn't see Tony Romo from Green Bay, Wisconsin, or wherever he's up there in Wisconsin.
Some Wisconsin relating
to Larry Allen from Compton, California. I just didn't see it. I couldn't. I watched him for 3 or 4 months, and I just didn't see it happening. So I always thought that, and then I spent some time with a couple of guys he played with, and it was the same. It was the same deal. But look, like when I was playing, we would be at practice, and we would screw up a play, and I didn't look to coach and go, "Hey, coach, do you mind if we run that play again?" I said, "Hey, hold on 1 second. Y'all, rewind that. Everybody line up. We're going to get that right. You know, if somebody jumped off sides, I said, get your ass back on side and let's get this right. Everybody focus up and let's go." I didn't ask coach if it was okay to do something. So when you talk about guys that take charge of a huddle and take charge of an offense, I would imagine Philip Rivers is one of those guys. Troy Aikman obviously was one of those guys. They didn't turn to the coach and say, "Coach." No, they called the team up. They didn't wait for the coach to realize it was a bad day and go, "Hey, guys, man, that was a tough day we had today, man. We really threw Tuesday away." No, 15 minutes into practice, they called up and said, "Hey, coach, start the clock over. That first 15 minutes was garbage. That's not championship football. Let's get this thing right." And nobody bitched. Nobody complained. Everybody said, "You got it. Let's do it." And that's the kind of guy that you got to be a championship quarterback. I don't care if you do it in your own swag and in your own 2019 way. I don't care how you get it done. At the end of the day, you got to be a guy that can start the clock over and the team doesn't leave the field on you. And that's where I believe D-Dub is that guy. I believe that he'll take that step sooner rather than later if he hadn't done it already. And I believe this organization will take the next step when that happens.
That's Clint Sterner in for John Lopez, former Arkansas Razorback, former NFL quarterback, current quarterback coach. Coming up next, polarizing names that could be on the market during the offseason. Should the Texans kick the tires on any of them? We'll see what Clint thinks next. In the Loop with Landry and Lopez on Sports Radio 610.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.